Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to call at 587-1414. If you think American music is corny, if you think Americanism and waving the flag is corny, this show is not for you. This show is for the people that want to speak to our elected officials and tell them what they think about the events in Iran, the events in Pakistan, and yes, give a message to the President of the United States of America that we want him to get off his butt and get things done. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, I was just in my car and I heard on another radio station a bulletin came over that said the Ayatollah says that if the United States makes any military move at all, they will immediately kill the hostages and blow up the embassy. I didn't hear the bulletin on your station.
We have not received that yet from either ABC News or our own Associated Press service, and we will keep up on that.
That sort of puts a different view on things.
Yes, it does. But
you know, because I know there are ships on the way. I just wanted to let you know that. You know, maybe you could check into that and see what.
Well, we will. Sure ABC would have had that immediately. How do you feel about the events taking place in the last few weeks?
I feel rather sick to my stomach, and I don't know which way we should go. I don't know. I don't really have a good opinion on it.
Okay, and you're calling from where, please?
West Islip.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
WGLI's Contact Long Island. This program, a special program. We're taping today. We are sending the tape of this program of the hour to Senator Jacob Javits in Washington. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. We showed our weakness, and now they're taking advantage. They're spitting at us because we don't show any damn strength. This is getting sickening. This is not going to end, Dennis. You and I know exactly what's going to happen.
Well, I think in our...
We're worrying about the 49 people, which we should, and we should do everything we can. But somewhere along this line, we have to stop and tell them, hey, you better get off the pot, buddy, because we're going to do this and do this and do this and spell it out to this man. We haven't told him we're going to do anything.
I couldn't agree more. 2 weeks ago, I called in my own simple, small way. I called for a date, a time. In fact, I told Congressman Tom Downey on the telephone on this program, call for a date, call for a time, go in, get the hostages out, and let's put a stop to this, and let's stop having people spat on this country.
Because you know what's going to happen then is you're going to worry about those 49, they're going to kill 149 somewhere else.
Well, look what happened in Pakistan today. Where are you calling from today?
They wouldn't do it to Russia.
No, they wouldn't.
Hell no, they wouldn't do it to that little country of Israel either.
No, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Deer Park.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You've heard Deer Park calling. It's 11 and a half minutes past 10 o'clock on this special edition of Contact Long Island. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Israel. My sympathies are for those people that are now prisoners over there, but I think we have now reached a point where, regardless of whether they're threatening, as that woman had said, to kill all the hostages, he more or less had indicated when he said he's going to put these people on trial as spies. So whether it be 49 or whether it be 2, I don't think it makes any difference. It's a matter of now we have to show how much of an American we are.
One is enough.
And I think, right, one is as good as a million.
That's right.
And if they start here, they'll have no respect whatsoever. And I personally feel that if I had anybody in my family that even thought of going overseas to do a job for America, I would think twice if we don't do anything now.
I hope our elected officials are listening to you, and if they are not, the tape will certainly reach them, sir. You're calling from?
North Babylon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You've heard North Babylon. You've heard Islip. And we continue on Contact Long Island. We will take your calls at 587-1414 on this special edition of Contact Long Island, and we resume in just a minute.
Just sign on the dotted line. Don't worry about the fine print. Consider yourself lucky. Not everybody gets a fridge with a house.
You didn't mention anything about a fridge.
With real estate agents, this situation happens much too often. Paquette Real Estate in Babylon Village is not just another real estate ripoff. Paquette stands for honesty and integrity. They won't sell you or themselves short. Whether it's buying, selling, or renting, their experienced professional staff offers courteous service with immediate action. For no cost at all, Paquette Real Estate
State offers you a free market analysis because they care. They have customers and houses waiting for you. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, come to Paquette Real Estate, a name you can trust. Paquette Real Estate, 359 Deer Park Avenue, Babylon Village. Call them today, 661-1050.
That's the most incredible offer I've ever heard.
That's Paquette Real Estate, 359 Deer Park Avenue, Babylon Village. Call them today, 661-1050.
Take it from me, you'll be glad you did. Paquette Real Estate.
Serving Dix Hills, WGLI, Long Island Radio.
We resume with your telephone calls at 587-1414. We're talking about the Iranian situation. We're taping this program today. It is going to be sent to Senator Jacob Javits. We want to have people in the United States of America, and specifically on Long Island, let our elected officials know what they are thinking, because you're the important people. Off the Record at 10 Wall Street in Huntington reminds everyone, please educate your children to the rules of highway safety. Make sure when out at night they're wearing bright reflective clothing. This message from the people that care. Off the Record, 10 Wall Street, Huntington. Call 673-1093. 673-1093, they'll give you more information. Off the Record at 10 Wall Street in Huntington, they've been building a fine reputation throughout the area, one happy customer at a time. Off the Wall. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I think about the Iranians. How about the UN? What are they doing? How about the president going there and telling the Iranian and the Pakistan officials that are there, hey, get our people out or else?
Okay, good point. And obviously the United Nations has done absolutely nothing. Okay, where are you calling from?
West Babylon.
Thank you, ma'am. West Babylon speaks on Contact Long Island, 587-1414. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I've been on the radio every day since the Iranian situation.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you'd recognize my voice. I come from West Babylon, and as I said before, we should have been in there long ago. Got them people out there after 12 hours. It was too long. Because if this man wasn't looking for trouble, he wouldn't do this in the first place.
Okay.
Now,
I agree.
Now, like I said to you before, if somebody stole your bike, would you go over the yard and take it, or would you write to the congressman to go get it? Or the president, or whoever.
Yeah. Well, it's an analogy. I don't know how good of a one it is with a bicycle, because we're talking about human lives.
Yeah, all right.
But
we should have been in there long ago. That's my answer. And if it was my mother or father or brother there, I would have been, personally.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
WGLI's Contact Long Island, 16 minutes past 10 o'clock, the special edition of Contact Long Island. We want to hear what you have to say about Iran and now Pakistan. You know, Iran for the past few days, now Pakistan, and a million students and citizens marching on the embassy in Iran. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dennis. In the Iranian situation, and one of my favorite columns, Jimmy Breslin, an article on November 11th, 1979, issue stated that John McCloy, Henry Kissinger, and David Rockefeller negotiated the stay of the Shah in the United States. It was bitterly opposed by Vance and Carter, but these three gentlemen seem to have been very prosperous in negotiating his stay. And I'm beginning to wonder, like it's been said in the past, that big business runs government, not the president. If David Rockefeller was able and his co-sponsors were able to negotiate the stay of the Shah, why can't they negotiate the release of our hostages in Iran? Or
okay.
Does money really talk like the Shah's money did?
Okay, fair enough. And we continue with the calls. 587-1414. Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Israel.
Yes, ma'am.
Calling from Lindenhurst.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't feel that violence would solve anything, another war, but I feel maybe that what we can do is stop the wheat and their food over there,
mm-hmm.
to try some kind of tactics that way. Because what we're doing is, if we do give the Shah back to them, we're only going by their demands.
Blackmail.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And this is only an excuse for other countries like Pakistan to, get to us. And
okay.
I just feel that, you know, maybe if we stop or send their people back where they belong, you know, and not train them or school them.
Okay, thank you for calling from Lindenhurst.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the White House acknowledges and confirms reports that Iranian militants threatened to kill 49 American hostages and blow up the U.S. Embassy in Tehran if the United States attempts a military rescue. President Carter is now meeting with the National Security Council and State Department officials. Last night, Mr. Carter ordered the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk and an escort of six warships to the Indian Ocean south of Iran. To repeat, the White House acknowledges and confirms reports that Iranian militants threatened to kill 49 American hostages and blow up the U.S. Embassy if the United States attempts a military rescue. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dennis. I'm from West Babylon, and I'm totally sick over this whole situation. And as far as sending this tape to Javits, I don't think it's going to do any good because I feel he's the senator from Israel. But that's my own personal opinion.
Well, let me tell you something. Number one, I don't agree with that remark at all. He is a senator of the United States of America, and he represents the state of New York. Now, let me say that I beg radio stations all around this area, and in fact all around the country, to do the same thing that we're doing today. To tape what the people of their particular area, whether that area be Long Island, whether that area be New York City, Westchester County, Chicago, Tampa, I don't care where, make tapes of what people have to say, send them to the senators.
Yeah, but
believe me, we will get something done. But I'll tell you something. Let me just say one more thing.
Sure.
I think I'm just wasting my breath.
I kind of will have to agree. What scares me is if we get our people out alive, I feel that this country and our politicians are so mealy-mouthed, we'd probably turn around and help them make up the loss in money since we've been cutting off our oil and whatnot from them.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
West Babylon.
Okay, thank you. West Babylon.
An American statesman once said, "All I know is what I read in the newspapers, but some newspapers only report the news they receive. We at the Newtown Register don't believe that is enough. We make news happen because we're a newspaper that speaks out on important and sometimes controversial issues that affect our North Babylon and Babylon Village communities. In less than a year, the Newtown Register has achieved the reputation of an action newspaper. We pointed our finger at taxing bureaucrats who raised our school district property taxes. We took a strong stand against juvenile vandalism, which has grown to epidemic proportions in our neighborhoods and shopping areas. The Newtown Register promoted the need for a civic association in Lower North Babylon and answer the cry for help from our Deer Park Avenue merchants who face growing economic problems. We at the Newtown Register are determined to make tomorrow the best news of today."
And I want to tell you that you can pick up your copy of the Newtown Register at the JV Deli, 777 Deer Park Avenue, North Babylon. Pick up a copy and say hello to Joe and Gene.
Your radio station in Deer Park, WGLI, Long Island Radio.
Nimrod Knife Company at 113 Mineola Boulevard in Mineola, known throughout the area as your specialist on custom-made knives. Nimrod Knife Company also specializes in complete sharpening service for all your cutting edges, including scissors, knives, blades of every make and model. Call for information at 746-8480. 746-8480. That's Nimrod, N-I-M-R-O-D, Knife Company, 113 Mineola Boulevard in Mineola, where they urge all to please donate a pint of blood generously. Now, the Islip Women's Center in Oakdale is in dire need of volunteers to answer the phone during the day. Can you give 2.5 hours of your time once a week to help others in your community? Please call the Islip Women's Center in Oakdale and volunteer as a staffer because they need your help. That a public service reminder from WGLI Long Island Radio. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, I'm calling from North Babylon.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say, first of all, does the United States expect this Mr. Cockamamie to take us seriously when we continue to send them foreign aid, food? We are training their men to pilot our, you know, fighter planes. And these Iranian students and other Iranian citizens are running free all over our country. How can they take us seriously for anything we may threaten to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good point. It's a good point. And
also, this man cannot be rational. First of all, in a telecast yesterday, he says the United States does not have the courage to use any military force. And now when there's a chance we might, they say, if we do, they will retaliate by killing these hostages.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think he stepped a little beyond his powers yesterday when a band of his followers attacked the Saudi Arabian holy temple, whatever it is?
I don't think there's any question about that. And how do you feel about the events in Pakistan?
I didn't. When did that happen?
That happened last night and this morning.
I must have been asleep.
Mm-hmm.
What, now, a Marine got killed there?
Yes.
Now, what does Pakistan have to do with any of this?
Well, there's a good question, but they're Muslims. They're Muslims, and they are sticking together and standing behind the Ayatollah Khomeini and have in the past.
But see, now he's alienating Saudi Arabia. Now, if he keeps alienating other countries that are friends of the United States, well, then he's starting something that he may not be able to finish.
Okay, good point. Thank you for calling. This is a special edition of Contact Long Island. It's 24 and a half minutes after 10 o'clock. Of course, we'll bring you up to date on all of the news. And as we reconfirmed, the White House acknowledges and confirms that Iranian militants threatened to kill the 49 American hostages and blow up the U.S. Embassy in Tehran if the U.S. attempts a military rescue. President Carter is now meeting with the National Security Council. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm from Islip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to this program about the hostages, and I certainly think we ought to do something to get our men out safely, of all the people that are there, if possible. But I haven't heard anybody say that we ought to have a little faith and ask the divine help, that we're walking around blindly, and surely that we've got our hands tied. And I think strongly, I feel strongly, I'm sure that people are praying, but I think it should be made a public announcement that everybody should get on their knees if they have to pray for them.
As a matter of fact, I brought that up yesterday on the program, and I thank you for bringing it up today.
Thank you.
Okay. And it's a pretty good time with Thanksgiving and so forth, and believe me, it wouldn't hurt. Have you put off getting dentures because of the time and money involved? Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Due to advancements in dental technology and a unique new process, it's now possible to have both upper and lower custom-fitted dentures made of quality materials for just $195. And the entire process usually takes only one day. Certainly, you'd expect to pay up to three times this amount for dentures anywhere else. But now, with this new process, you can get quality care at a price you can afford. And for your convenience, MasterCharge and Visa will be accepted. Call Custom Fit Denture Center today, 473-2100. They'll give you more information. Please don't put off getting the dentures you need because you cannot afford them. Now you can. Call Custom Fit Denture Center, 473-2100. Let me repeat the number, 473-2100. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Dennis. I feel as if I've been calling practically every other day. Now, here it is, the day before Thanksgiving. We're trying to give thanks for what we have, and I'm sure no other mother, as I do, wants to worry about our sons dying in a foreign country. However, as I said last week, and I think everyone that's called has agreed, we have, our patience has been tried to the extent that we are being played for a sucker all over the world. We should stop all aid, let them eat the oil. It may sound terrible, but that's what they're asking for. They got the people out of Entebbe. They said that there were logistical problems. They couldn't do the same thing in Iran. I think we should have gotten our people out when this first started, without waiting this long. We stop every single penny, grain, any aid whatsoever. It's about time we stood up for ourselves. Unfortunately, as I said, we're being played for suckers all over the world.
Well, it's the way it used to be, isn't it? We used to stand up for ourselves. And you know something? I want to thank you for calling. I don't think I could have been more articulate than you just have been. We ought to stop the grain. We ought to stop the balance of payments on the oil. We ought to cut it off and then let them see if they want to spit on the flag and on this country and burn flags and kill our people anymore.
Well, I think that was just about the worst thing I've ever seen. To see that our flag... Now, again, you know, we went through a period of time where it wasn't a popular thing to stand up for the flag.
It still isn't.
Well, you know, but I think we have to get back to it. I was brought up, my father served in the Navy in the First World War. That was supposed to stop the wars. My husband served in the Second World War. My brothers were in service. My sons are service age. As I say, I don't want to see anyone else go crossing and get killed, but we were taught that anything is worth having, it's damn well worth fighting for.
That's right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you. Dennis. I'm going to try. We're going to continue to take your calls at 587-1414. This is a special edition of Contact Long Island. This program, ladies and gentlemen, is being taped. It is going to be sent to Senator Jacob Javits, Senator from the state of New York. I want him to hear what Long Islanders have to say about these catastrophic events overseas. Randy Service Center at 225 Nassau Road in Roosevelt is your collision and auto repair professional. Now, if you need body fender repair, whether it's a minor dent to a major crash, for all your automotive repairs, you can call 379-3141, 379-3141 for 24-hour service and estimates. Remember, when backing out of Randy's, watch out because they stand behind everything they do. Randy Service Center, 225 Nassau Road in Roosevelt, reminding all to please donate a pint of blood generously. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your calls. They are pouring in. We will continue to take just as many calls as physically possible. Immediately following an update on the news with Dave Wiener. Please keep calling. We'll get to those calls, and thank you for calling. Here now with the news, Dave Wiener.
Pakistani army units have now rescued 100 besieged Americans from the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad. They'd been trapped by a mob of tens of thousands of Muslims that stormed the diplomatic compound. The Americans saved in the rooftop rescue are now at the British Embassy. The State Department says one Marine guard stationed at the embassy was shot and killed. Late reports coming up from ABC. Long Island weather, sunny today, cloudy tonight, maybe some showers tomorrow. Right now, 54 degrees.
WGLI. Babylon, Long Island Radio.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network, Gary Nunn reporting. Anti-American feeling in the Middle East boils over. Another threat by revolutionaries in Iran. About 100 Americans trapped at the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad, Pakistan, have been evacuated to the British Embassy. A few minutes ago, this announcement from Secretary of State Vance.
The people who were in the embassy in Islamabad have now all come out of the embassy. There were approximately 60 people there.
A Marine guard stationed at the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad was killed in the first attack by a mob of Pakistanis. He's now identified as 20-year-old Stephen Crowley of Port Jefferson, New York. Parts of the U.S. Embassy were set on fire during the siege. There were also attacks on American buildings in Lahore and Rawalpindi, Pakistan. From London, word that Pakistanis have burned down the British Library in Rawalpindi. Now this.
Reynolds Wrap. It's the wrap that makes holidays shine.
Reynolds Wrap.
Wraps up work and saves you time.
It would be hard to do all my holiday cooking without heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap. To line roasting pans so there's no big scouring job. To tent or wrap the turkey so it bakes up juicy. And nothing's better than Reynolds Wrap for wrapping up turkey dinner leftovers. It helps you zip through the holidays.
Reynolds Wrap. Use heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap.
Every time I shop, it seems prices have gone up. Well, I've found a way to save money without sacrificing my family's nutrition. A few times a week, I serve an egg dish for dinner. Scrambled eggs, omelets, the cookbooks are full of recipes. And egg dishes are high in protein.
Eggs are one of today's best food buys. For instance, when eggs cost 90 cents a dozen, they're only 60 cents a pound.
The incredible edible egg.
The American Egg Board.
Iran radio says about 70 people, including 49 Americans held hostage at the American embassy in Tehran, will be killed if it is felt that American threats to Iran are real. Several hundred thousand Iranians are demonstrating throughout Iran today, some of them converging on the U.S. embassies. The demonstrators shouting such things as death to the Shah and death to Carter. Sadek Gadisbah, member of the Iranian Revolutionary Council, tells ABC's Bob Dyke in Tehran that President Carter's warning yesterday was just a bluff. That Iran's leaders will not submit to such threats. Mr. Carter asked world leaders to increase security for U.S. embassies following the attack. Mr. Carter's implying military force could be used against Iran. An American Navy task force headed by the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk sailed out of Subic Bay, the Philippines, apparently ready to support any military action in the Middle East. President Carter's keeping in close touch with the situation in Pakistan and Iran. From the White House, ABC's Bettina Gregory.
White House sources feel the storming of the embassy in Islamabad
Islamabad was triggered by an earlier attack on the mosque in Mecca. That's because it occurred just a few hours after news reports of the Mecca attack reached Pakistan. These sources say it appears that provocateurs were involved in orchestrating the attack. The president is concerned about the safety and security of all U.S. embassies and diplomatic personnel in Islamic countries. As soon as he heard of the Pakistani siege, Mr. Carter sent personal messages to the leaders of Islamic nations. He asked them to increase security at U.S. embassies and to beef up protection for all American diplomatic personnel. Bettina Gregory, ABC News, The White House.
A trip home on Thanksgiving Day for 13 Americans freed earlier after being held hostage at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. State Department officials in Wiesbaden, West Germany say the 13 will be flown to Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland, outside Washington tomorrow. Amtrak's Montrealer, the locomotive, and four of nine coaches jumped the track this morning in East Hampton, Massachusetts, one crewman injured. Houston, Texas Mayor Jim McCann managed to hang on to his job yesterday, turning back a challenge by former Houston City Councilman Louis Macy. Champaign, Illinois police were called to the Zodiac Lounge after Nora Schluter of Minneapolis was turned down during an audition for a stripper's job. Schluter, according to the cops, showed up late, agreed to take off all, but not to take off. Schluter was arrested for trespassing. This is ABC News.
Long Island weather, sunny today, highs around 60, cloudy tonight, low in the 40s, cloudy, possible showers tomorrow, highs around 60, showers likely Friday, no warnings or advisories offshore. Sunny skies at Broadcast House, 54 degrees, 51 degrees in Hop Hog. Here again, Dennis R. Israel.
Thank you very much. We continue on this special edition of Contact Long Island. We are taking calls from Long Islanders who want to have their feelings on Iran and Pakistan, and we found out during the news that the United States Marine in service of his country that was killed was from Port Jefferson, right here on Long Island. We continue with your calls, 587-1414. This tape is being sent to Senator Jacob Javits. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, sir.
In regard to this tape, what's the psychological function behind it?
Psychological function behind it is that I think it is time that the senators and the congressmen and elected officials of this country heard from people. People, everyday people like you and I, because they don't get that opportunity very often.
Well,
they make a lot of speeches, and that's fine, but they don't listen to people on the telephone calling in, venting their feelings as taxpayers and as Americans. And I'd like you to do that.
All right. As president of your station, you should extend this broadcast for the next 5 hours. And
I'd like to extend. As a matter of fact, you beat me a little bit to the punch. We're just going to do it for an hour today, but let me tell you what we're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we should be thankful for all that we have in this country and the greatness that this country has bestowed upon all of us. For 2 hours tomorrow, from 10 o'clock in the morning through 12 noon, I will take calls on this very same subject and let people talk.
Fantastic. My point, if I have the time, is that in the beginning of the situation in Iran, the safety of the Americans over there was utmost. No military intervention, no strong arm stuff by this country. Now this tentacle, Pakistan did kill an American. Why are we sitting back now? What's the excuse? Does the United States government, what are they trying to do to the American people? Push us to the brink where all the anti-nukes, the gay liberation movement, all the other organizations are going to march on the White House to free these people? We are the government. We elect our officials. We are the government. We demand immediately the release, untouched. We already had one Marine killed. Forget if he was a Marine. He was an American citizen. Now, no more talk. Now we should do it. It has to stop now.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And thank you for holding on. These people, ladies and gentlemen, that you're hearing right now have held on through the entire newscast in order to talk on Contact Long Island, as you have. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay. Well, I have a daughter and my son-in-law. They're in Jeddah. And I'm very worried about them.
I bet you are.
Yes, I am. I spoke to her last week, and she said everything was fine down there. Now, all of a sudden, this thing's happening.
Well, I'm sure, ma'am, if I just may say for a second, I'm sure that other than the guards at the embassy in that area and so on and so forth, I'm sure everybody else is safe right now, and we'll say a prayer for you.
Well, I say they better go ahead and do something about it.
Thank you for calling.
Right away.
Thank you for calling. And there you heard an American mother who's worried today because she has children in Jeddah. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling from Bay Shore, and I believe that this Ayatollah is just really trying to blackmail the United States. When the Shah was in Mexico, he did not, Iran did not hold any Mexicans. But as soon as the Shah was flown to the United States, that's when all this trouble happened. I really believe that he's out to get the United States, and I think we've did enough with this, try to bargain with him, and I believe some force should be used right now.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You've heard from Bay Shore. It's 21 and a half minutes before 11 o'clock on this special edition of Contact Long Island. We thank you very much for calling, and we continue with your calls at 587-1414 in just a few minutes.
You need a friend who's always there, who gives you confidence. Rico Tile is the answer. Come to where the tile is.
Ceramic tile is a natural, and at Rico Tile, you'll find splashes of brilliance for any room in your home. Free decorator assistance is yours, so come see the beautiful showroom on Jericho Turnpike in Huntington Station, just one block east of Route 110. Rico Tile, it's a natural.
It's a
open Fridays till 9 p.m. Rico Tile, it's a natural.
I want to let you know that this portion of Contact Long Island is being brought to you through the courtesy of the community-minded folks at Midas Muffler. And they want to remind all parents in the community to please make sure that their children are well-educated in the rules of highway safety. When walking along roads, they should face oncoming traffic. Travel single file. Motorists, please remember, slow down when approaching school zones and playgrounds, because when an automobile hits another automobile, that's an accident. But when an automobile hits a child, that's a tragedy. The people at Midas are on the air because they care, and they want to contribute to our children's safety by providing a complete safety check of your muffler and exhaust system absolutely free. Please do your part. Take your car into a Midas shop today. Midas muffler shops are conveniently located in Bayshore on Sunrise Highway next to the South Shore Mall, in Lindenhurst at 207 East Sunrise Highway across from Babylon Town Hall, in Huntington 643 East Jericho Turnpike, in Smithtown on Jericho Turnpike, Patchogue, Medford Avenue, and in Riverhead on County Road 58. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling from Lindenhurst.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say, number one, I don't believe that this has anything to do with the Shah. I just think that they want to get America. Number two, how many of our embassies and how many of our Americans are going to be killed before they do something? I say go in there. Force whatever is necessary. Also, the president said he didn't want demonstrations. How is the world going to know how we feel if the people don't go out and demonstrate? Where are the announcements? Where are they having these demonstrations? Why aren't people out doing something? The apathy in this country is disgusting. I just can't even talk about it.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And let me tell you something. I'm glad you called. That's what we're doing this program for. And I certainly hope, as you probably heard me say before if you were listening, that other radio stations around the country, specifically on Long Island, specifically in New York City, will do what we're doing today. My God, where the hell are they?
Just one other thing. I called my congressman right after this happened, Downey. And I talked to the woman in there. How come these congressmen aren't getting the people together and aren't out there getting these demonstrations going? What are they doing? I think it's a shame.
Yeah, well, I know Tom Downey, who called into this program last week on this very same subject, is very immersed in it right now. I know that he cares, and I know he's concerned, and believe me, and I'm not
sure. What are they waiting for?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Everything takes a million years.
Yeah, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't know why, how come in the schools they don't have any kind of current events or anything. I have teenage children in there, and if I didn't tell them what was going on, half these kids don't even know what's going on. These are the kids that are going to be our future.
I hope they're listening today.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And I agree with everything she said. It is a big shame. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah. How about the old saying, what sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander? How about we taking two Iranian hostages for every one American hostage over there?
You know why? You know why? Because then you know what they would do? Let me answer that. Because then they would say, the country, see what the Americans are, see what they do. We shouldn't do that. What we should do is go in there and get everyone out and stop this foolishness. We don't need to take hostages. We are the most powerful country in the world. Why don't we act like one?
Well, thank God, at least they said the Soviets are siding with us. I hope the hell they stay with us, because I think we need them as much as I hate them. They're a big country, and they might scare them, too. But
as somebody said earlier in this program, this would never happen in the Soviet Union.
Right, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of these people. They come over here, and they're putting everybody else, the American, out of a job, and they're not satisfied with anything. And they you walk along, and blah, 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 talk. You're in America, you talk American. They teach their children. Their children go to school, they go to an American school. They have to learn American, not all this garbage. They should teach these children, you're in America, you speak American. Forget about your over there. And when we visit over in Europe, so we're there for a few weeks, we speak American, yes, and maybe a little French, a little Italian, whatever. But they come over here, and right away they're talking their language, and we're supposed to understand them. I say forget about bringing any more over here. We have enough of our own to take care of.
Thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Contact Long Island, and this is WGLI AM Radio with more of what you listen to AM for: information, news, and talk. You've heard of full-service banks, right? And you know what that means. Okay, but do you know what a full-service service station is?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, it's Massapequa Shell Gas Station, Block Boulevard and Sunrise Highway, Massapequa Park.
Yeah, so why are they so different?
Well, no waiting for New York State inspection. And there's always a mechanic on duty.
Yeah, well, what about my brakes? They need a lot of work.
What kind of brakes? Complete disc brake job, $75, all four wheels. Or conventional brake job, four wheels and cylinders rebuilt, $65. $5.
Fantastic. You sold me. I'm going right now.
Massapequa Shell Gas Station, Block Boulevard and Sunrise Highway, Massapequa Park. Phone 798-9595. 798-9595 and ask for Sal. Serving the people of Fire Island. WGLI, Long Island Radio. This is Contact Long Island. It's a special edition today. We're taking American opinions from Long Island about the events in Iran and the events in Pakistan. And let's get another call, and then we'll bring you up to date on all the latest news headlines. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm from East Islip.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to say something. This woman that called up about people being apathetic. I couldn't agree with her more. My way of venting out anger was to put a poster, a sign in my car saying death to Iran. I thought I had that right as an American. I don't have any relatives or friends in Iran. And I'm told that I shouldn't put a sign in my car because I don't have any friends or relatives in Iran. And I'm really tired of this apathy in this world. And going on the parkway yesterday, people just look at you like you're nuts because you're venting out your anger. The only way that I know as a housewife to do it. And I'm really upset with people. And I'm also told, take the sign out of your car when you park it at a mall because you never know what's going to happen to your car when you come out. Now, is that American?
No.
I'm really tired of this.
No.
I feel for these people. I really, really do. I feel for these hostages there. I only have one child. And if she was there, I would die.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with getting upset. And there's nothing wrong with getting emotional. We heard from the lady whose children were in Jeddah. She's worried. Boy, is she worried. And this lady here vented up an emotion, and there's nothing wrong with that. Believe me, I feel that way myself. We continue with your calls at 587-1414 on WGLI Radio, your information station, right after the news headlines. Here with those headlines, Dave Weiner.
A mob of tens of thousands of Muslims set the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad, Pakistan, on fire this morning. 20-year-old U.S. Marine Guard Stephen Crowley of Port Jefferson was killed in the process. 100 Americans were airlifted to the British Embassy under the protection of armed Pakistani troops. Corporal Crowley enlisted in the Marines in July of 1977. The mobs in Pakistan also burned down U.S. cultural centers in Rawalpindi and Lahore. They also torched the British government's library in Islamabad. Over in Iran, a million people demonstrating today in Tehran, protesting American policy. Militants continue to hold 49 American hostages at our embassy in Tehran. The militants threaten to kill the hostages and blow up the embassy if President Carter takes military action to free them. Mr. Carter has ordered a Navy fleet into the Indian Ocean. Here again, Dennis R. Israel.
It's about time he ordered that fleet. About time that fleet is going in there. We continue with your calls in just a minute.
Ramy Motors of Amityville says, get a car, get a check.
A $300 check direct to you from Chrysler when you buy any new 1980 Volare, LeBaron, Cordoba, or Newport from Ramey Motors in Amityville. And Ramey Motors of Amityville has super prices. Get there early and get the car of your choice from their big inventory. Save money and get a $300 check from Chrysler. Get a car, get a check. Visit Ramey Motors just east of Route 110 today.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm stating my opinion as to why we always keep taking it as they keep dishing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thinking goes back to when they took the intelligence ship Pueblo into Wonsan Harbor,
mm-hmm.
was it?
Right.
In Korea?
Right.
And Captain Bucher, I think, was the one who was in charge of that. They held him and all the
Captain Lloyd Bucher.
Prisoner.
Right.
And then it was the other ship, the Magellan or Magdalene or something like that, off the island in South Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And when President Ford, I believe, was in, and he sent in a contingent that took that ship back. Now, I think that's the way we have to do things, because when we didn't go in to take back the intelligence ship Pueblo, we wound up losing prestige, face, and there was a mockery in the eyes of the world as to what we did, but at least showing the strength that we're supposed to show, like the old flag, I think, that said, don't tread on me.
Right.
And I think we're all just about fed up with it.
Why do we keep taking it, though? You said I think when you got on, I'm going to tell you why we keep taking it over and over and over again. Why do we keep taking it?
We should show the force that we have, and that we are as steadfast in what we want as much as they appear steadfast in what they want. Now, my basic opinion is that without military force, but I would say, as in the movie that Steve McQueen was in, Sand Pebbles, you send in a contingent of Marines to escort those hostages out of there. And then, if our Marines are fired upon, they have provoked a military conflict, and we haven't.
Now, that's where I was 2 weeks ago. Now, a lot of people disagree with me. In fact, Congressman Downey disagreed with me and other people, but I was where you are 2 weeks ago, and it's a good point. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
9:30 before 11 o'clock, this special edition of Contact Long Island, and we'll keep you up to date on all of the news as it's being made, as we always do, day and night on WGLI.
Aparo Cesspool Service, the name to remember on Long Island for all of your cesspool and drainage problems. Call them at 669-6102. Aparo Cesspool Service, your sanitary engineers. Get to the root of the problem and inquire about a complete maintenance program. Call 669-6102 and leave your sanitary problems to the pros, serving all of Nassau and Suffolk counties with 24-hour service. When you call Al Aparo Cesspool, you can be sure of prompt and efficient care to all your needs. Al Aparo Cesspool Service. Call them now before you have serious problems. Remember, Al Aparo Cesspool Service. Call 669-6102. 669-6102. They get to the bottom of things.
WGLI, Long Island Radio, serving Mastic. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I understand that you're extending your show tomorrow.
What I'm going to do tomorrow, I think it's a good day. It's Thanksgiving Day, and it's a day that I think, as a lady said earlier in this program, we ought to be thankful. We ought to pray for our country and pray for the hostages and all of our Americans overseas. And I'm going to go on the air tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I'm going to continue until 12 o'clock. I'm just going to take calls. I think a lot of people will have an opportunity, certainly, number one, to be off of work. Number two, they'll be with their families, and we're just going to talk for two straight hours.
Very good, but can you extend an invitation to the politicians?
You bet I can, and you bet I will right now.
And I'd like to know if maybe... I know tomorrow, according to our government right now, we're supposed to lock ourselves indoors and enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner. I think the people traveling to families' homes, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandmothers, put their lights on. Let the people know, and let's start. I mean, all right, Thanksgiving is our day. I mean, a man was killed. We have to be thankful for that.
Yeah. I agree with you. Tomorrow, we go on the air at 10 o'clock.
But I think the politicians should get on the air.
Well, I'm going to try to get them. Tom Downey may be in Amityville tomorrow. I'm certainly going to try to get him on the telephone.
Well, if the politicians are home enjoying their turkeys, I hope they can please have the decency to pick up the phone and call you, Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going to be here with you, pal.
Thank you.
Okay. 587-1414 is our number. Tomorrow you're invited to call with your families, your friends. So we're going to continue talking about this. We're going to talk about America. I urge other radio stations in this area to do the same thing tomorrow, to take tapes, to send them to our elected officials. I urge you to put your lights on tomorrow, like the gentleman said, in protest of what's going on in Iran and Pakistan and overseas. I urge you to listen tomorrow. And I urge any politician who wants to call and voice his opinion to do that tomorrow here, too, at 587-1414.
Berger Brothers Camera Exchange is proud to announce to WGLI listeners the grand opening of their newly expanded store at 209 Broadway, Route 110 in Amityville. Their new store has the ultimate in everything photographic, just in time for all your holiday needs. Now, to help them celebrate, this Friday and Saturday, the Nikon people will be holding the largest Nikon demonstration and sale ever on Long Island. Everything Nikon makes will be on display. And during this blast-off sale, bring in any old camera, and Berger Brothers Camera will allow you a $75 trade-in toward the purchase of any Nikon F2 photomic camera. Come in and see Berger Brothers' beautiful new store and enter their drawing to win a Nikon electronic flash valued at $40. 10 will be given away Friday and Saturday. All other Nikon cameras and lenses will be on sale. So watch for their Thursday Newsday ads featuring the Berger Brothers Camera holiday instant cash rebates on all major brands. Berger Brothers Camera Exchange, newly located at 209 Broadway, Route 110 Amityville. They may not look like a discount house, but their prices give them away.
We've got so many calls coming in that it's just impossible to take them all. We're going to take as many as we can in the remaining 5 minutes of this program. Please call in tomorrow. We're going to do this from 10 o'clock in the morning till 12. It's a Thanksgiving day. It's going to be a bit quieter as far as news is concerned, although with all the things going on in the East, I don't know that it will, but we're going to straight through for 2 hours take your calls. If you can't get in today, please join us tomorrow. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd just like to express my distaste for what is going on lately. And I think somebody should start reminding the Pakistani people that when they had their civil war many years ago, it was the United States who gave them most of their food, their money,
and their aid.
Clothing,
and their aid.
You know, for their children that were starving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody should remind the Ayatollah that after the Shah left, we had a gasoline and an oil crisis here, yet we sent them kerosene and some other petroleum products.
Yeah, maybe we're damn fools.
And
maybe.
I don't know. I think the best thing the United States can do is tell these people that we have people in our own country that are starving, that can't make ends meet with the inflation. I know several people have houses for sale because they can't afford them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we don't give them money. We send it overseas.
Well,
and I think the United States taxpayer should say, hey, I want my money spent on Americans,
mm-hmm.
not on foreigners who really don't give a damn. Let's face it, things are not given without strings attached. I'm sure the United States is guilty at times of sticking their nose in other people's business. But when a businessman invests money in a business, he doesn't walk away from it and not care what they do with his money.
You're right.
They always want to know what's going on. And this is what the United States does. And as far as the UN, someone brought out before, they are doing nothing. Any little country that has
that doesn't surprise me. Does that surprise?
I have not seen anything in the paper.
Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me.
I know. And you say after the UN is here, we bear the brunt of most of the expenses for it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, no one is sticking up for us.
Thank you for calling. You made excellent, excellent points. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
WGLI's Contact Long Island. We continue with your calls at 587-1414. Several support groups for cancer patients and their families are sponsored by the American Cancer Society Long Island Division. Individuals are encouraged to share their concerns and ways of dealing with them. For more information, call the American Cancer Society at 420-1111. This a public service reminder from WGLI, your information station. Say, does your house need a facelift? If so, depend upon All Seasons Painting Incorporated at 700 East Jericho Turnpike in Huntington for all your cosmetic restorations. Now, whether they be residential, commercial, or maybe industrial, All Seasons Painting Incorporated specializes in airless spray painting. So for all your interior and exterior needs, rely upon the professionals who are Long Island's leading painting contractors. For estimates, call All Seasons Painting Incorporated at 427-7297. 427-7297. Remember, for top quality workmanship at competitive rates, it is All Seasons Painting Incorporated, 700 East Jericho Turnpike in Huntington, urging everyone, please donate blood and do it today. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, let's get on to another call. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, we've got these phones just jammed. I want to remind you that tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, and I hope it's going to be a good one for you and your family. I hope you'll join us at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll go from 10 a.m. through 12 noon. And we'll do the same thing we've been doing today, taking calls, okay, about Iran, about Pakistan, about the things that are happening to this country. This particular tape is going to be sent to Senator Javits that we're doing today. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning again. I keep forgetting to say I'm from West Islip, and we've got to get our 2 cents in there. But I just had one question that no one, I don't think anyone has suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we put some guards outside the Iranian embassy near the UN and just stand a couple of Marines with rifles there?
I'll tell you why, because we don't want to be despicable vermin.
Again, this is, they were back in. Okay, one other thing that people may not be aware of. We've been talking about Iranian students, Pakistani students in the United States. We've been generalizing. If you want to see a positive example of this, go up to Albany Medical Center Hospital. There.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Yeah. We have got to move.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling from West Islip. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for calling today. We took as many calls as we could possibly get in. There were a lot. We're going to stop the tape right now. This tape is going to be sent to Senator Javits. It'll be sent Friday morning because mail's not going out tomorrow. I thank you for calling, and I think he will listen to the tape and hear what Long Island has to say. Tomorrow, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we do it again. We're going to go 2 straight hours nonstop with your telephone calls because it's Thanksgiving and because we have so much to be thankful for. So won't you join me tomorrow at 10 o'clock? Stay tuned now for the news with Dave Wiener. Immediately following that, Marion Katz, and boy, I know she'll have all the Thanksgiving things to talk about today. And after that, Dick Moore and the Great Long Island Radio Exchange. Everything for you here at WGLI Long Island Radio. Here now with the news, Dave Wiener.
A Long Island Marine's been killed in Pakistan. The story in a moment. Long Island weather, sunny today, highs around 60, cloudy tonight in the 40s. No warnings or advisories offshore.
Young males